everything we've done has been very deliberate, very carefully staged.
Kieran, what is your position on the murder of children? Given that no children die of COVID unless they've got something seriously wrong, 7 New Zealand children have already died of the vaccine. What is your position on genocide? What do you think the penalty for genocide should be? How much are you offering the children? We know it's $100,000 to the parents of people who have died. What's the price of the 5 to 12-year-olds? You expect us to believe government lies, not the citizen journalists who are doing the role of the journal leftists at the moment. You are participating in a genocide. The question is, what should be the punishment? We are having an argument. Some say, as per Nuremberg, it should be hanging. I respectfully disagree with that. I think it should be lethal injection, because that's what you're doing to your people.
Everything we've done has been very deliberate, very carefully staged.
Well, I was just reading a News Hub story about the Labour MPs on high alert amid death threats, ongoing attacks by anti-vaxxers. As typical, the Liberal side of ideologies will paint themselves as victims when their ideas are threatened. See, this is an ideological war. This is an idea war where they don't have anything to stand on. But when they do get exposed, they say, well, we're being attacked. This is we have death threats.
Everything we've done has been very deliberate, very carefully staged.
Unprecedented. The country's parliament locked down.
Very carefully staged.
Both on the scene and behind the scenes, this was one of the largest police operations at Parliament. The police commissioner confident as he got to work.
Are you planning for it to get aggressive?
We have plans in place.
Very carefully staged.
But have there been any threats of firearms?
I don't think it would be appropriate for me to make any comments on intelligence that we've received.
Very carefully staged.
I'm obviously concerned. I've never seen Parliament locked up like this.
Very carefully staged.
McNulty has received death threats since the video of him being confronted by an anti-vaxxer. Of course, they want to post his name.
I think it's rubbish.
Yeah. It is rubbish. Yeah. So I was looking at the Twitter feeds, and a lot of pro-vaxxers and pro-McNulty folks posting this video, and it is like they have blinders on. It's amazing to me how people can take the side of the big pharma, who are obviously harming us by all the scientific data that's available. These vaccines are doing great damages to our nations, to our people, and you have these victim actors here who are getting all kinds of glory and all kinds of money and funding from a big pharma. And playing the victim card. This is just trash. It's just baloney. And I don't understand how people can take that side of things. But here you have liberal-minded people. That's exactly there to the nth degree of ruling over the planet and ruling over other people.
What I am interested in is an RNZ report that they did on John Ansell, and they made his voice sound like he was talking through a loud hailer, and then ran it through a 78 gramophone or something like that as well. So it's all just designed. It's what the left do. They design it to make us look bad, to make normal people, to make conservative family people that are up in arms about what's happening to New Zealanders. In fact, good people all over the world, they want to make us look bad because I don't. Why do you think they want to make us look bad? Because that's part of the war, isn't it? Part of the warfare, the info war.
Yes, I do run my own social media, so of course.
Everything we've done has been very deliberate, very carefully staged.
That's right. It's part of the warfare. It's part of the psyop, so to speak. And all of these things have been planned for years, as we already know. And so they thought of these things. What do we do in the case of this? In the case of riots and protesting, peaceful protesters, what do we do with them? Well, we call them racist and we call them white supremacists, which is laughable in New Zealand, right? Then we paint them as, let's make them into terrorists. And so now we can go send our police goons out there to interview them and intimidate them individually on their properties and wherever they work, and make them feel fear by the authority.
How are you getting on? Oh, I'm doing very well.
Good, good. Do you know why we're here?
Oh, I've got a fair idea.
I just wanted to speak to you about what you posted up yesterday on Facebook.
Yesterday? Yes. About the MP?
Yes.
Do you think that was somehow unfair, do you?
No, I just want to talk to you about that, that's all. How come you posted that up?
Because I think he's an absolute scum. He's participating in a genocidal murder of children. Don't you know that?
What do you mean by
Are
that?
Are you not aware? Have you not been paying attention
to the news?
Well, where do we start? Do you know that the spike protein is supposed to stay in the upper arm, according to the idiot Susie Wiles, actually goes down through the bloodstream into the organs. That's why people are dropping dead. That's why we're having lots of sirens at the moment. You're participating in that. And I happen to think that the murder of children is not very nice. 7, 9, however many it is so far, of the teenagers who have died, 250 plus of the adults. I don't think that's very nice. I don't know what you think. And this is happening all around the world, and it's being denied by our government, who you are running interference for. I don't see why I've done anything wrong by addressing that in very forceful language to an MP who is part of it.
I understand in the video as well that you made a threat towards the MP. Is that correct?
I didn't make a threat to him. I said that when the final story is done, as it was in World War II, there will be a trial, and if there's any justice, there'll be executions, just like there were at Nuremberg. I'm not suggesting that should be the process as is appropriate in world wars. I'm not suggesting anyone goes out and does that now. I'm being very careful with my language. I am saying that that will happen, presumably, when the truth is told.
This
is
right there, buddy. Your hand's shaking a bit.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous. I've got two armed policemen at my door. You've got arms.
Yeah.
You've got tasers.
Anyway, all we're here to do is just to
I'm,
let you know
I'm a normal
stuff.
Human being. I'm under stress at the moment.
Certainly. So, we're just here to inform you that some of the stuff that you have been putting up, it's been found quite threatening to some of the MPs and the local members.
And so it should.
If it does,
because the public
way,
of New Zealand.
You've gotten yourself into a bit of trouble, John. Okay.
Good. And I would put the Prime Minister on the stand.
If it keeps going this way, and you keep posting that stuff, you might find yourself in a bit of trouble.
Yes.
You can be.
What have I done wrong?
In the fence of digital harm.
What have I done wrong? Is this the new hate speech law? Is it?
So what Leo is trying to say.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so aggressive, but you know these are difficult times. You're reasonable, John, guys.
We're not arresting you or anything like that, but what we're just pretty much the same to you, if you do make threats online to any of the MPs or anything like that,
yes,
it could lead you to being charged with offence of digital harm. Do you understand that?
What is digital harm? I just need to know. I'm not trying to be smart. I just need to know what the limits are. So are we not allowed to criticise MPs who want to murder children? I mean, that's what they're doing.
Criticising and threatening is two different
I'm not,
things.
Oh, okay. Well, if you could just...
along the streets, that's all.
I really mean...
We're not going to stand here and argue with anybody.
I just need
to
know...
We're just here to inform you that if it does keep happening and it does come off that way, you might find yourself in a bit of hot water, okay?
I just need to know where the line is.
John, do you understand that?
I need to know where the line is. I need to know where the line is. It's a reasonable question.
Is this threatening language towards any of the MPs or anyone just in general?
Not allowed to be rude to the government.
You can have your opinion, but you can't be threatening towards them.
Threatening. So what's that? I don't mean to be smart. I really am trying to find what
that's
the line is.
Oh, you seem like a smart man, John.
I am a smart man, and if the government can't tell me what the line is, that says everything, doesn't it? They decide.
You can probably connect the dots, but if it keeps going this way, you might find yourself in a bit of hot water, okay?
Yeah.
We'll leave you till you enjoy the rest of your night, okay?
I'll have a lovely time.
Perfect. Sounds good.
What are your names, guys? Sorry.
My name's Leo. This is Clint.
Larry and Clint from Martinborough or here? Where?
Somewhere around here.
Oh, you don't want to tell me. Right, eh?
Before then, let's hear a Radio New Zealand report about John Ansell.
MPs can now request a security upgrade of their Wellington homes following growing threats from anti-vax protesters. The step up from parliamentary security comes after Labour's chief whip Kieran McAnulty was the target of death threats. A protester, former ad man turned conspiracy theorist John Ansell, went live on Facebook on Saturday while confronting the Labour MP.
You are killing people. You are killing people, and it is not misinformation. It is missing information that we want. You are participating in a genocide. The question is, what should be the punishment? Some say, as per Nuremberg, it should be hanging. I don't. I respectfully disagree with that. I think it should be lethal injection, because that's what you're doing to your people.
Well, you've got to laugh at that, don't you? They put his voice through some kind of a program that made it sound like he was either speaking through a loudhailer or a 78 record. It sounded terrible, but we all know that that's not how John Ansell sounds. He was just speaking normally, just like I'm speaking to you now. This is what actually took place.
Kieran, what is your position on the murder of children, given that no children die of COVID unless they've got something seriously wrong? 7 New Zealand children have already died of the vaccine.
There it is, John Ansell. And he hit every nail on the head. Every single nail that needs to be hit, John Ansell hit it.
So anyway, we're talking. So, yeah, it's all good fun, isn't it? And I'm trying to do the same, because I think we have to stand up and really get into these people, show them no mercy, show utter contempt for all politicians all the time. If we did that, if the whole country did that, she'd be gone by Friday.
Everything we've done has been very deliberate, very carefully staged.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
That if, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatric actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Because now the CDC says, I mean, I think I've got this right. One mask is better than zero masks. Two masks is better than one mask. But you don't have to have double masks. Is that right? I mean,
you know, it became clear that cloth coverings that you didn't have to buy in a store, that you could make yourself, were adequate.
And then you want it to fit better. So one of the ways you could do it, if you would like to, is put a cloth mask over, which actually here and here and here, where you could get leakage in, is much better contained.
And are you a double masker, Dr. Fauci? Look like you are.